Every year, Bristol Bay draws countless people from all over the world to visit and fish the pristine rivers and lakes. Last year, however, several sport fishing camps closed for the 2020 season. Some closed out of caution for the people who live here, while others closed because of uncertain travel rules. Regardless of reasoning, the lack of travelers affected some of the small businesses, including B&Bs.
We really can't afford to shut down our business two summers in a row. It just doesn't make good business sense.
That's Susan Isaacs, owner of the Beaver Creek Bed and Breakfast in Dillingham. Isaacs says she applied for and received CARES Act funding from both the city and the state.
Even though you don't have business customers, paying customers, you still have a lot of, you know, fixed expenses that don't go away.
Due to the limited number of flights, sports fishermen often stop in villages in the region on their way to camps and cabins on the Nishigaak or other rivers. And while she lost out on tourism, Isaacs says she's been able to host essential workers coming to Dillingham. She's also implemented new policies to protect both herself and the travelers.
Of course, they wear masks if they're with me, and they wear masks around me. They can take their masks off if they want when they're not around me. I'm not going to tell them what to do. But yeah, if they're driving with me, if I have them in my van, then they will have a mask on.
Usually B&Bs will pick guests up from the airport, but Silverfin in Olechnigik asks guests to drive themselves via rental car, especially out of social distancing concerns. Owner Cheryl Mershon says upon arrival, she has guests follow new safety precautions.
We did social distancing. We wore masks. We always serve everything clean. You know, we always clean up the cabins nice and have everything looking ship-shape when they get there.
Mershon says Silverfin could have applied for CARES Act funding, but she felt her business wasn't affected as heavily as others.
I think I want the money to go to the people that really need it, you know?
On the east side of the bay, the Blue Fly bed and breakfast owner Patricia Adel says in-state tourists were the biggest help for her business.
Especially in the fall, I really feel like Alaskans kind of carried the business because they're willing to travel from Anchorage and come out for our trout fishery, and that was really helpful.
Adel says when her clientele came to the region, they were receptive to the new safety precautions.
Most of my clients are pretty flexible, and they'll be willing to adhere to any CDC guidelines or anything like that. So I don't see it being too much of a problem.
All three owners said they look forward to the 2021 season and hope vaccines and knowing more about the virus will lead to a more prosperous tourism season. In Dillingham, I'm Brian Venois.